whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We thought it'd be great to bring on the person we know best, who is the highest up with regard to the world of officiating. That is former VP of officiating of the NFL, Dean Blandino, who joins us now. How you doing, Dean?
Good. I think it's the first time I've gotten an applause coming on with you guys. That's great.
You got screwed by the refs. Yeah.
Shippy, can you address that?
Sorry.
I don't know. Yeah, sorry. That was Shippy. That was
honey-deed me.
It was a technical mistake.
Yeah. That was canned applause, and it was Shippy's probably going to lose his job over it.
They were pissed.
All right.
But we do love you. Right. Over time, we've learned to forgive you, and I think you've admitted that you made a mistake on the Dez call, haven't you?
I made a mistake because I ordered hamburgers instead of pizza that night after the game. That was the mistake I made.
You compounded the mistake that you made on the Dez call. Let's move on to better things, shall we, Dean? Or maybe these are worse things. What is your fear of how this new pass interference challenge is going to be implemented and what it's going to do to the games?
Yeah, well, I think there's definitely concern. I was never a fan of making a change like that for one play. And look, the bottom line is, if the play doesn't happen last year in the NFC Championship game, we don't have this rule. So there's always going to be that concern. And now we're trying to fix a play that was obviously a mistake. And how many more plays are we going to start reviewing that aren't that obvious? And now we're going to start micromanaging pass interference, which is such a subjective call. I think if the league can limit the number of stoppages inside 2 minutes, where the replay official doesn't have a cap on the number of times they can stop the game, if they can do that, I think the coaches will be, in the regular season, will be very limited in their challenges, just because timeouts are so important and those challenges are really important. If we can keep it limited, then I think it'll be good. But if we start seeing 4 or 5 plays stopped in, you know, a game, that's going to be a problem, because that just kills the flow. It kills the momentum. Momentum is real in football. It's important. And I would hate to see that game, you know, the game's interrupted unnecessarily.
All right. So do you think overall this is going to be good for the game, or do you think this is going to be problematic?
I don't know if this is going to be necessarily good for the game. It will avoid a mistake like the one that happened last year with this rule, but how many times does that happen? And are we just going to now have a debate about every time there's a flag thrown for pass interference, we're going to look at the coach now, should he challenge? Now we'll go to a review, we're going to be debating contact, and is the ball catchable, and is it enough? So I don't know if this is good for the game. I do worry that now we make this play reviewable. Something happens, a hit on a quarterback this season, it's not called. Why isn't that reviewable? And then we add to replay and we delay the game even further.
And Dean, you may not even remember this because I don't off the top of my head. We're talking about the call that wasn't made in the New Orleans game. Wasn't that in the final 2 minutes of the game or no?
Yeah, it was. It was late inside the final 2 minutes of the game, so it wasn't. It was a situation where the replay official would have had to stop it had this rule been in place. And obviously, it's a big play, and it's not the reason the Saints lost the game. But if they get that call, they probably win the game. So it's a significant play, and I think that's why, obviously, the league felt compelled to make this change.
Okay, and then I guess that's one aspect of this next question is, why didn't they just change that part of it and leave it in the hands of the replay booth in the final 2 minutes, as opposed to create another thing that can be challenged? And then the second aspect of this is, how do you think that will go down from the league side when we are in the final 2 minutes and a play of that sort of ilk happens?
Yeah, so, you know, going back to the league meeting, the coaches got together and they had their own session, and what they discussed and what they wanted is they wanted the league to implement kind of like a video official type deal where that person upstairs could fix any type of obvious error that was going to impact the game significantly. That's what the coaches wanted. And then they have that meeting, and then the competition committee gets together, and they end up with this pass interference rule. So I think what the coaches wanted and what we have are not exactly the same. So it's going to be interesting to see how the coaches deal with it. But inside 2 minutes, look, if that play happens again, then I would expect the replay official would stop the game and they would fix it, because that's the whole reason why we have this rule. So I would hope that type of mistake would be fixed going forward.
All right. Isn't the NFL like a $15 billion industry, or what is it? Do you guys know? It's like 15.
It's with the money that just Jerry spent in the last week.
It's huge. And so,
but to me,
I've always wondered this. Why not more full-time officials? Do you know right now how many full-time officials there are?
There are zero right now.
Okay.
So actually, what's happening right now is, just like the players, the officials have a union, and they're in negotiations right now with the union to extend their CBA. Like the players will have to extend their CBA in the next year or so, whatever that occurs. So they're discussing that as part of that extension. Should we have full-time officials? What are they going to do? How many? I think it is a misconception that officials, don't do anything during the week. They do spend a ton of time on officiating, looking at film, but the reality is they aren't full-time. They're not like, someone that goes to work every day and does it Monday through Friday. They're doing other jobs in many instances. So the more time you could spend, on your profession, the better you're going to be. So I think the league has to figure that out and what that looks like, because it is tough when official misses a call and then people say, well, they're not full time. Look, being full time isn't going to prevent all mistakes. That's just the reality. But I think the league, will figure that out going forward.
I realize that it's done by committee. By the way, we're talking to Dean Blandino here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan, and there's a competition committee for rule changes and things like that. But if it did come down to just you, I want to go back 3 or 4 months before there's any rule changes. What would have been the most pressing thing, in your opinion, for this league to address to make it better from a rule standpoint?
I think from a rule standpoint, I think if we're going to expand replay, I would go into the player safety. You look at the colleges, they have the targeting rule that's reviewable. If we're going to make something reviewable, let's look at player safety. That's always been, when you look at rules changes, you start with player safety, then you look at competitive equity, and then you look at, can the play be officiated or the rule be officiated consistently? And I would start with player safety, make hits on defenseless players reviewable, and go from there. I think the game is in a good place. I don't think there's any glaring in terms of rules and what's happening. I do just worry about expanding replay to some of these very subjective calls, that what that's going to do for the long-term health of the game. I think that's a concern.
Dean, this is KT here, and as a guy who's got his pulse on the streets, always...
Yes.
Always asking the people what they think. One question that I've seen a lot about these new rules is the Hail Mary situation. So if it's final 2 minutes, there's a booth review. And then historically, it's kind of felt like kind of a free-for-all. What happens in the Hail Mary? Are we just going to start booth reviewing the pushing and shoving of everyone at a Hail Mary? How do we handle this?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think the Hail Mary, there isn't a different standard on the Hail Mary. The Hail Mary is a different type of play. And look, any time there's two players in a jump ball situation and they're both playing the ball, then there's an amount of contact that's allowable. It's kind of like two guys going for a rebound. And as long as somebody doesn't push or grab and throw somebody out of the way, you're going to allow them to kind of fight for that position. And that's not just a Hail Mary situation. That could be a jump ball. That could be, a fade in the back of the end zone, whatever it is. So I think what the league has said, which I think is the right thing, is they're going to officiate the play and replay the same way it's done on the field. And it's going to have to be, look, a push, a grab, and a throw down, something along those lines. But again, the Hail Mary, it's not a different standard. It's just a different play. When both players have a right to the football and they're playing the ball, they can jockey for position. And I think that's what you see most often on a Hail Mary. But if somebody shoves somebody in the back to make a play on the ball, that's going to be pass interference, whether it's a Hail Mary or just a regular pass play.
When's the last time you talked to Roger Goodell?
The last time I talked to Roger probably was last season. I haven't talked to him in a little while. I mean, we text all the time. I mean, if you say text.
Can you, okay, do me a favor. Read the last five things he's texted you.
We were actually talking about, we're both big fans of HGTV, and we're both big fans of House Hunters. So it was all involving that. It wasn't anything football related.
I figured that all be D picks.
Those are about to be illegal too.
Yeah, be careful, Dean.
Be careful.
No, already September 1st.
If anything,
I meant okay. Dean picks.
Right. Of course. Yeah. Yes.
That was just a Texas rule, though. So.
Oh, it is just Texas.
Yeah, I think nationally. Cool. I think you're far away.
Are you following those rules and law changes closely, Dean?
I got to catch up on those. That hasn't been high on my list. But I'll definitely get it. Right after this, I'll get
okay.
caught up on
them. I saw you tweet about this, too. Rambo Last Blood, the movie that didn't need to be made.
Wait, what do you mean it didn't need to be made? I just watched Rambo, I think it was the second one, where he's in Burma. Go back and watch that movie, okay? It has, if I'm talking about an action hero, Stallone has it figured out. Because he's got the dialogue, he's got the action. I mean, he takes on the entire Burmese army and saves a ton of people pretty much with a bow and arrow. And to me, I am so excited for Rambo Last Blood. I just hope it puts a very fitting ending to the franchise. I'm excited.
Do you watch it sans irony, or do you watch it like as a comedy?
I probably it's a combination of both. I probably, you know, watch it as a comedy, and then I find myself like, why am I standing right now, jumping up and down? And that's awesome. That's part of it.
All right, well, Dean, thanks for the time. We always enjoy catching up with you. We'll talk to you next time, man.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
F you, Dean Blandino!
Hey, not anymore. Dean, don't listen to that. That's old audio.
Thanks. I was waiting for that.
Hey, good to catch up. Thanks, man.
All right, guys.
You can hang up now, Dean.
You can see Dean on Fox this weekend. So that'll be good.
That was a good tease, Kevin.
Well, I was also going to say, also at Fox, joining the pregame show this week for the Cowboys will be Aaron Andrews, live from the field for the Cowboys pregame show here on The Fan.
Oh.
That'll get going around noon 30.
Way to say
that. What is Peen?
All right, so Ben and Skin Show, 105.3, The Fan, Peen Plan Dean.
Peen Mandingo.
Such a great character.
Questionable peen string.
All right. Speaking of peen, coming up next, we'll talk to Mickey Spagnuolo right here on The Fan.
How does that even mean?
No, that's it. Hey, I'd like to talk about getmortgageready.com.